Then the vixen spotted Scarlath, hovering halfway between the stream bed and the hares.
That's it. The badger's hawk. It must be able to see something that we can't. I'll stop it spying on us.
Wiping the moisture from her eyes, the vixen rubbed dirt on her paws to prevent them from slipping. She selected an arrow, sighting down the shaft to make sure it was straight and true from feathered flight to poisoned barb. Testing the air with her ear tip, Nightshade noted with satisfaction that there was not even a slight breeze to ruffle the still summer noon. Notching the shaft to her bowstring, she took aim and drew the arrow back until the yew-wood bow bent almost to a perfect semicircle. Then Scarlath dropped from the sky, giving the signal. Nightshade was quick. She dropped her aim instantly and fired. The arrow struck home. Scarlath gave a piercing cry, and his wide wings flopped loose as he tumbled to earth. The vixen turned in triumph to the others when she saw Sunflash charging along the stream bed from around the bend in the hill. Her courage drained from her. The huge badger lord pounding toward her, bellowing out his grief and rage. Dropping the bow, she fled, deserting the vermin in the depression. They turned too late. Sunflash was among them with an ear-splitting roar.
Scarlath!
On top of the hill, Sabretash heard the badger lord's anguished cry and saw the hawk lying halfway down the hill, a bundle of feathers and a broken arrow. The hare captain drew his sabre.
Long patrol! Eulalia!
The hares came charging down the hill, dust rising in clouds from their paws, weapons at the ready. With a bound, they sprang into the depression. The stream was slowly being dammed, choked by dead vermin and smashed weapons. The berserk badger lord had done his work, and now he was gone. Sabretash signalled them forward, and they rushed off in a spray of stream water, following the shallow bed toward the distant forest. Nightshade ran as she had never done before, paws pounding, brushy tail standing out behind like a streamer. Her heart banged like a trip hammer as she fought to suck in the hot air. The wound in Sunflash's footpaw had reopened, tinging the stream water red as he sped roaring in the wake of the beast who had slain Scarlath. Terror lent speed to the vixen. She dashed for the shelter of the forest, well ahead of the badger, though a quick glance over her shoulder confirmed that he was beginning to shorten the gap between them. Blinded by tears and aching all over from battle wounds, the badger lord pursued his enemy doggedly, determined to catch up with the lighter, swifter fox. Swart was well within the woodlands, ravaging a wild cherry tree with the rest of his vermin. He turned swiftly at the approaching patter of paws. It was a stoat he had left on watch at the forest edge.
Lord, I climbed a tree and I saw your vixen,
gasped the stoat.
She's running fast towards these woods with the badger hard in her tail. There are no others. He must have slain those you left to ambush him. It looks like Nightshade escaped. There are hares too. More than half a score coming up fast.